Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farmers Insurance.
This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome, and thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, CEO of Agrinovis Indiana, and this is the podcast where we explore all things Ag Bioscience, the people, the products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. Artificial intelligence, machine learning, autonomy, edge computing, all new disciplines of science that are transforming the future. And they're as close as the nearest farm field. Thanks to today's guest and his team of engineers and technologists. Holy cow, this is a treat. This is going to be fun. Welcome, longtime friend. It's so good to see you. Aaron Wetzel, John Deere's Vice President, Production and Precision Ag Production Systems. Big title. Awesome guy. Aaron, welcome to Ag Bioscience.
Thanks a lot, Mitch. Pleasure to be here with you. Looking forward to talking about all things technology and how we can help change agriculture.
I love it, Aaron. It is it's almost unfathomable to think through how tech has transformed ag.
Yeah.
I mean, really foundational. I would argue a differentiated strength of John Deere. Made giant moves to accelerate innovation, including some recent news here in Indiana we'll get to today. But before we get into what's driving innovation, what's happening with John Deere in Indiana, Aaron, we got to learn more about you. Your story is incredible. From college in Illinois to a promotion just days ago. Congrats again.
Thank you.
Share more about the story that is Aaron Wetzel.
Great. Thanks, Mitch. So I have had an amazing experience post growing up on a small family farm in central Illinois, just over the border of the Illinois-Indiana line in Charleston, Illinois. Went to college, studied accounting and finance, and started my career at Deere as an intern in 1988. And it's been an awesome experience. Never in my wildest dreams would I have imagined to have had the experiences I've had in the company, having lived abroad for almost a decade, living in Europe, living in Latin America, and seeing really agriculture transform and being a part of that journey, which has been really rewarding for me personally. You know, I've lived in many different geographies, but I've led different parts of the business. I started in our turf business and really got to understand customers in our consumer markets, but also in our professional landscape side of the business, and used that kind of focus on customers in my career journey. Transitioned into the ag business when I was in Europe, leading our strategy work for our European business to help grow that over the long term. And then I moved to Brazil to really lead Latin America. And that was in the mid-2000s, where agriculture was transforming and so was Deere's business. And so to be a part of that and be a part of that team and see how that completely changed was extremely rewarding for me. After that, I went to lead our equipment business we call Crop Care, which is seeding, planting, tillage, and sprayers globally. And there was really the beginning of the integration of this technology journey for Deere, where we brought out ExactApply, ExactEmerge, all of the new technologies, helping us more precisely place seed chemical and nutrients in the field, but also capturing the data and sending it to our John Deere Operations Center. So farmers now have better tools at their disposal to help better manage their fields. And so that's where it all started. After Crop Care, I went to John Deere Financial and led our finance business as the chief marketing officer of that business, but also the operations, and really helped transform that organization on its journey to becoming a digital captive. And then after that, we began the smart industrial journey, and I led our small ag and turf business, really bringing technology into a whole new range of products. So connecting all of our machines around the globe, from our lawn and garden tractors all the way up through our self-propelled forage harvesters. So our goal as a company is to connect 1.5 million machines by 26. And that small ag and turf is a key piece of that going forward. Sure. So up until 6 days ago, I now lead our production and precision ag business. And it's great to be back in large ag. It's great to be closer to my roots from where I grew up.
Yeah, Aaron, it is. I love your story. I love your journey. You are a pioneer by definition. I mean, I look at the new markets that you've gone in and transformed. I mean, your fingerprints are on the John Deere we see today. And John Deere, not only just a leader in ag equipment, but really doing the sort of headline work to set the standard for the rest of the equipment industry to bring together hardware and software,
not just to get to 1.5 million connected machines, but to use that connection to really drive performance, to really drive output for the end customer. Share more about who John Deere is today and this evolution that you've seen in the business for the last 30 plus years.
Yeah, it's amazing the transformation that our business has gone through in that time that I've been with the company. You know, if I think about first and foremost, what's really driven the transformation is our focus on customers.
Yeah.
And I like to use the phrase that I picked up when I was in Brazil. It's we want to walk in the shoes of our customers and put them at the forefront of the problems that they're facing and how our products, our technology, the solutions, the integration of all of that together and supported by the leading dealer channel in the world is able to help solve those problems for our customers. And that's really, I think, the journey that Deere has been on for the past 35 years. And obviously we've been around a lot longer, 185 years. And that's been because we've been focused on our customers. You know, I think about our precision ag journey really started back in the mid 90s. And it began with really an acquisition that we made, but also internal developments that we made, developing the first Starfire network, which really gave us the foundational elements for this whole technology journey that we've been on. And that gave the world's first global satellite-based augmentation system. And it gave farmers the capability to achieve real-time accuracy to within a quarter of an inch.
It's incredible.
Yeah. And so that's the building block.
Right.
And then you had to get the adoption of that technology out there first. And now we've been able to build next on that. So in 1999, we acquired Navcom that brought the GPS and self-driving equipment in agriculture. This allowed farmers to take their hands off the wheel and achieve, you know, a new level of productivity for their operations with reducing the overlap and having a better and straighter lines through the fields.
Yeah, I mean, 2002, first John Deere tractor, if I remember right, this is from history.
Yep.
First auto steer tractor. Mm-hmm. Coming off the line in 2002, here we are more than two decades post, and people get all excited about a self-driving car. John Deere, you, Aaron, your teams have been doing this for two decades.
Exactly.
It's incredible.
And we're building on that learning. That's the other thing. Through all of this time, we've been learning.
Right.
And so we're taking those learnings and augment it even further to, we'll talk about later, maybe fully autonomous tractors where we don't have drivers in the seats. And so that's the exciting thing that we see. But back to the journey that we've been on. So 2010, we began to look at the Internet of Things and how do we really bring the data elements and collecting that information that's happening in the field and bringing that all into the cloud, a central repository for customers to be able to see all of their information and really build almost a digital twin of what's happening in the field.
Right.
This enables them to make better decisions, provide more focus on variable rate applications, and improve yields and output. At the end of the day, we want to help farmers improve their profitability, improve their efficiency, and doing so with the integration of technology into our machines. Now we go to 2022, and that's where we've introduced fully autonomous vehicles and have we launched it at the CES a couple of years ago, but we've got machines operating in the fields today, working with customers and really beginning that initial step for full autonomy. And so super exciting times for us and where we see the technology going, but more importantly, the capabilities we're able to deliver for our customers.
And it's back to the discussion, the takeaway you had from Brazil, right? How do I walk in my customer's shoes?
Exactly.
And you look at fully autonomous tractors and people get excited about, well, it's fully autonomous. That's really neat. Yet, yes, but it's solving a problem. The labor is the problem.
Right.
It's not just let's go put an autonomous tractor to work because autonomy is cool. Mm-hmm. It's we're solving a problem that our customers have.
Yeah. And it's interesting as I talk to customers all over the world, they're facing a lot of similar problems.
Yeah.
It's labor availability. It's regulation and sustainability. Solutions that is being imposed upon them. And we're needing to help find solutions for that. And that's what's exciting about what we're doing is we're trying to figure that out.
Your focus on solutions, you've made big moves to get to some of those solutions. I want to dig into those. We'll do it right after this. We are talking with Aaron Wetzel, John Deere's Vice President of Production and Precision Ag. We'll take a quick break. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farmers Insurance.
Whether your farm is your business, your hobby, or your passion, you and your farm are one of a kind. Each is unique and requires just the right insurance coverage options. Indiana Farmers Insurance has been protecting farmers for more than 145 years. And together with your local independent insurance agent, today we deliver insurance solutions for your farm, business, home, and vehicles. Insurance can be complicated, so it's important to have a trusted expert who will guide you through your insurance experience. We partner with only the best agents, and like us, most of our agencies have been serving customers for generations. Beyond the basics, we have many other coverages available to match your needs. Our agency partners are experts and can tailor just the right coverages for your farm, business, home, or auto. Come visit us at IndianaFarmers.com and discover why Indiana Farmers Insurance is the right choice for you. We're proud supporters of Ag Bioscience, and we're here to help you protect what matters most.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. We're talking with Aaron Wetzel, John Deere's Vice President of Production and Precision Ag Production Systems. Aaron, you talked about this evolution, this journey that John Deere has been on, and there are some giant milestones along the way. I'll never forget, full disclosure, I should have said at the beginning, I used to be a John Deere dealer and worked with Aaron. But in 2017, I remember when Blue River was acquired, Blue River Technologies, and I remember sending Deanna Kovar, your predecessor, a text or an email, I don't remember what it was, and said, I think this is the most transformative acquisition that John Deere has ever made. I mean, really became the cornerstone for what we see today as See and Spray, really a powerful new sprayer technology, made giant moves back in 21 with Bear Flag Robotics, love Agino and the team and their work in autonomy, even made a move into operations with Harvest Profit not that long ago. How do you and the team weave in all these assets together, and how do you balance this idea of acquiring tech versus creating tech inside?
That's a really great question. And, you know, I think our long-term strategy is we're focused on, again, back, what's the needs of the customers?
Yeah.
And then how do we go about doing that is multifaceted. It's, we've got an amazing internal R&D development capability. And the engineers and software developers, you know, work tirelessly to try to figure out solutions to help solve customers. But some of these acquisitions we made enable us to either build new capabilities and give us a step function change in what we're able to do for those customers. I think Blue River is a prime example of that in its machine learning capabilities and ability to accelerate this whole See and Spray opportunity for our customers. And marrying them together, that's, I think, is the power of it, is that we've learned over the past decade or so, I think, on improving the ability for us to acquire companies and help them be successful and integrate their strengths, but also marry it up with the strengths of John Deere. And those winning combinations is a 1+1=3 equation. Yeah. And so it's exciting to see the output of many of the acquisitions we've made over time to be able to augment our own internal development. But at the end of the day, it's how we bring all that together to unlock new value for customers.
Yeah. I mean, it's the greatest focus on innovation. We talk about it often, right? What problem are you trying to solve?
Yeah.
And if you can answer that question, innovation is possible. You made a big move here in Indiana, answering a question for customers. You acquired Indianapolis-based Smart Apply Precision Sprayer Company. Really love the work they're doing. I mean, in orchards and vineyards, high-value crops, claim to reduce chemical usage an average of 50%. I mean, this is really cool technology. What drove the acquisition, Aaron? How did you find Smart Apply?
Yeah, it's an amazing opportunity that I'm very excited that we were able to actually execute on this investment and acquire the Smart Apply organization and make it part of the Deere organization.
Yes.
It really spurred out of my prior role leading our small ag and turf business. And within that responsibility, we focused on customers in the high value crop space. And as we encountered this new focus of our organization, again, walking in the shoes of our customers, we focused on high value crops and looked at it from a different lens. Mm-hmm. Now, traditionally, we've always looked at, well, how do we sell small tractors that are narrow, that can go through the alleyways of these, of these tree crops? And we were always looking for smaller, narrower. And we upended that saying, what's the problem that these customers are trying to solve?
Love it.
And how do we unlock the value? And that's where we completely approached it differently. And we looked at it from a technology perspective. And what we found as we worked with those customers over the past 3+ years is a lot of their challenges that they're facing are very similar to large ag here in Indiana and Illinois and the Midwest, corn and soybean producers.
Sure.
There's a huge need for the precision ag tools that we enjoy here into those spaces. Mm-hmm. And so that's what led us to look at it in, from a different way. And as we were scanning the market, we came across Smart Apply, and we said, this is going to enable us to change the game and offer a solution to customers that helps them improve their cost structure and reducing their inputs, namely chemicals,
right?
by up to 50%, it also is a more sustainable solution and by reducing the chemical applications. And for those growers, like pistachio farmers and almond growers, they have an acute demand from the consumer on more sustainable solutions. And so we're seeing a huge return and interest by these growers based on this investment that we've made and marrying it together with the John Deere technology stack. So they've got unique IP that is serving that particular application, but we marry it up with our receivers, our displays, our rate control systems, and we're sending the data to the operation center. We're leveraging the smart apply capabilities, and we're unlocking a whole ton of value for those customers and enabling them to visualize each step of their process, because they're going through the field 10, 12 times a year to spray. Being able to document that on a regular basis is huge value for them as well. So it's, again, leveraging the power of the technology capabilities that Deere has, focusing in on a brand new customer segment and creating a whole new opportunity for them, the customer, us as a company, and also our dealers to go support these customers in a new way. So I'm super excited with what Smart Apply has been able to do. Happy to have it within the Deere portfolio and really looking forward to see what comes of that particular acquisition.
Yeah, me too. I'm really excited to see the Jolly Green Giant here in Indiana and making an investment. I think it's really, really good. And I love that you said dealers, because this is something that Jerry and Steve and I have talked about at Smart Apply is, you know, having a dealer network to support that sprayer. I mean, it is mission critical. When it's time to go, it's time to go. And to be able to have a part number that's a John Deere part number, that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And I just give you a ton of kudos for making the move. And we look at that sprayer.
Yep.
We look at sprayers. We look at all the technology. You've really taken a lead role as you look back in history and your journey of ensuring that technology is integrated to every facet, every component, every product line. 500,000 machines now, I think, are connected around the world. John Deere machines connected around the world. How do you see, Aaron, how do you see this next chapter of innovation unfolding? And how do current challenges like we talked about in labor and sustainability, how do all those play into this idea of what's ahead?
Yeah. Well, I think if you look at the broad macro context, by 2050, the world's population is expected to go from 8 billion today to nearly 10 billion people. And we're going to have to feed them. And that means that the demand for food products is going to increase by over 50%. We're not creating more land, so we need to get more out of the available land that we have. And the only way we're going to be able to do that is improving productivity of the farm. And technology is the way to go do that. And so there's where our mission is. Again, in every corner of the world that we do business and have customers that we can serve, how do we understand the needs that they have and help them by leveraging technology create more out of that particular acre? We've been embarking on a connectivity strategy I mentioned earlier, 1.5 million machines that we want to have connected by 2026. And I'll give you an example of recent success that we've been able to drive this connectivity in the support of customers, and that's our India market.
Mm.
You know, India is the largest tractor market in the world. Nearly 900,000 machines are sold per year, small tractors.
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge. And there is an opportunity for connectivity. And we just launched our first in-base, out-of-the-factory, fully connected tractors into the marketplace.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that's serving a segment of the market like contractors that are doing work for other farmers. And again, it's small operations, smallholder farmers. But now we're able to visualize the jobs that are being done in a completely new geography by leveraging the technology capabilities that we've got. So I'm super excited with what our team has done over there and the value we're going to be able to unlock in the future. But it just shows that regardless of where we are, we've got to help agriculture be more productive.
Right.
And technology is the vehicle to do that. And to be able to unlock these higher value job execution opportunities from a technology standpoint, you have to first have the machines connected. And so there's where we're driving for a fully connected fleet that we can then build upon, as we've done for the past 25 plus years on our own journey here in the US of getting the capabilities established across the globe.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
So we have to get to one more question before I let you go.
Yep.
I look back at, I'm still an avid follower of all things John Deere, just so we're clear.
Good.
I got a chance to check out some of John Deere CEO John May's comments. And he said, and I, this is a paraphrase. So John, if you're listening, please, it's a paraphrase. The innovation deer will bring the market over the balance of the decade will rival the transformation that took place when the company first started making tractors in 1918. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's incredible, especially for a public company. John, kudos to the IR team. Great job. Big, bold statement. What does that mean? When I look at the acres between Indiana and Illinois, between your home, what does it mean to those farmers? What does that innovation look like? And how is it going to help them achieve profitability and sustainability and all the things they have to do to continue to grow the world's food?
Yeah. You know, I go back to where we started. It starts with the customer.
Yeah.
And understanding the needs that they have and deeply understanding the way they do business and the challenges they face and identifying what those opportunities look like for where technology can play. And I think we're starting to see the beginnings. And I think that's why John made the statement he made is we have fully autonomous tractors operating in the field today. And those are only going to continue to grow. And the number of machines and the variety of machines that are going to be fully autonomous is only going to grow as we learn more from that capability. That's what's going to transform our business. The See and Spray product that we just launched a few years ago, being able to sense and act as you're driving through the field at 15 miles an hour and do so with a near perfect level of precision is another way of transforming our business. And so all of those are going to help customers reduce their input costs or their costs in total. Mm-hmm. It's going to make them more productive. And at the end of the day, that's driving increased profitability for them. And we're going to produce more food. So that's the fundamentals of how we see this transformation taking place. And as we evolve into much more of a technology company than we are today. So we're excited about our future. The technology journey that we have been on and that we're pursuing is only going to intensify and improve with pace as we learn and bring more leading technologies into the marketplace. Our channel is ready to support those and our customers in helping them on that individual journey to embrace the technology. So yes, I think our company is going to be very different and it will be like 1918 when we moved into tractors away from horses. Technology is going to be the driver of our business as it already is today, but even more so in the future.
It is incredible. I have goosebumps. He's Aaron Wetzel, John Deere's Vice President, Production and Precision Ag Production Systems. Aaron, just a delight. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks a lot. Pleasure to be here.
And thank you for tuning into Ag Bioscience. You can get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while there, you can access our entire library and give us a review. And always, you can learn more online at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Agrinovus Indiana in collaboration with Inside Indiana Business. Hosted by Mitch Frazier. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography by Kaylee Kerr. To get all Ag Bioscience news all the time, visit agrinovusindiana.com.